And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, October the 26th, 2010. It's the anniversary of the opening of the Erie Canal, 1825, which connected the Atlantic Ocean with the Great Lakes, 360 miles long. It was on this day, 1900, Henry James wrote a letter to the young novelist Edith Wharton, who had sent him one of her short stories. And he wrote back to say that he liked the story, but he also urged her to write about her native New York, which she did in her book The House of Mirth, which became her first big success 5 years later. It's the birthday of the poet Andrew Motion, born London, 1952, who until last year was Britain's poet laureate for 10 years. Went to Oxford, studied poetry and one-on-one tutorials with W.H. Auden, which he said was like spending an hour each week in the presence of God. Got a job teaching English at the University of Hull, where the librarian was the poet Philip Larkin. They became good friends, and after Larkin died in 1985, Motion wrote a biography of him. Andrew Motion, who gets up early, writes each morning from 6 until 9 or 10. He said, "My poems are the product of a relationship between a side of my mind which is conscious, alert, educated, and manipulative, and a side which is as murky as a primeval swamp. I want my writing to be as clear as water. I want readers to be able to see all the way down through its surfaces into the swamp." He's the author of a novel, The Invention of Dr. Cake, inspired by the life of John Keats. It's the birthday of the president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, born on this day in 1959 in Orinoco, Bolivia, the leader of Movement for Socialism, a political party devoted to passing land reform laws and also laws redistributing profits from Bolivia's natural gas reserves. Spent his childhood as a migrant laborer, harvesting sugar, herding llamas. On his 100th day in office, May Day 2005, he nationalized all of the natural gas fields. Here's a poem for today by Gary Leasing, Your Punishment in Hell. Someone will douse a cobra in gasoline, light the sucker and shove it headfirst down your throat. It'll speed straight through your esophagus, unfurl its hood to fill your stomach, then begin to strike and strike and strike and strike and strike. Fangs pierce your stomach. Venom pours in. The little burn of incipient ulcers grows quick. Paralysis sets in. Your lungs stop before your brain, before your hand, which lifts to your mouth the plastic-lidded paper cup holding the caramel macchiato cappuccino with a double shot of espresso and frothed soy milk topped with 2 shakes of cinnamon and no, sugar that was made for you slowly while I, already running late, waited behind you for simple, already made black coffee. You will lose all motion before that drink reaches your mouth, but you recover, and the drink, strangely, has vanished, and barista and cobra douser slash lighter do it all again and again. I know this because for my angry impatience, I am behind you, in line, in hell, forever, the pot of black coffee behind the counter, steaming, turning, I know, bitter. Your Punishment in Hell, a poem by Gary Leasing from Fastened to a Dying Animal, published by Pudding House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.